104.9 The Morning X, 617. It's Lori and Kev, and joining us now from footballabsurdity.com, the one, the only, the comedian Waleed Ismail. Welcome back to the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So hey, Waleed.
On the subject of football, a couple of weeks ago when we were leading into the regular season, I asked Waleed what chances he thought the Bears had of beating the Packers in game one.
Right.
And Waleed, your response, I believe, was, well, the Packers' plane could crash into a mountain.
Yeah.
And from what it looked like, it was a closer game than you expected.
Yeah, actually, it looked like the Bears' plane crashed into a mountain in that analogy, if you watched that Bears game.
It did, didn't it? Because it was flying pretty high.
Yeah, that's that game was the most Bears game ever. That is the only way I could describe it, in that, like, they convinced us enough that they might be good, and then they were like, oh, no, we're still the Bears.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, I walked out of it upset, and then I also kind of walked out of it like, I should have known. You got me again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think the takeaway from that game, though, is that the Bears aren't messing around this year.
I think the takeaway from that game is a Bears offense is always going to look like a Bears offense, no matter how great the offensive genius is. That play calling in the second half was also very Bears. Like, yeah. I got excited when they had scripted plays in the first half where, oh, they could move the ball down the field. And then it was like, okay, let's see. You know, it's interesting. You could tell that Matt Nagy is a Andy Reid disciple, because Andy Reid will just stop running the football randomly for no reason whatsoever and just make his fans angry. So I it doesn't surprise me that he's from that coaching tree.
Yeah, no matter how bad the passer is doing,
yeah,
he'll keep calling pass plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Especially, and then it's like, yeah, and especially when his running back is rushing for like 5 yards a carry.
Yeah.
Like, nope, I think we should try a wheeler out. Why?
So can I ask you this, because I thought about this, as far as what happened in the second half. I think that there's a lot of young guys on the Bears team, and when they saw Rodgers carted off on a cart, literally, injured, they thought, ah, we got this.
Right, they got lazy.
Rodgers is out. And when Rodgers came out in uniform, in helmet, I think all the blood left their body.
I think it was just a question of conditioning more than anything. Also, the fact that Aaron Rodgers is football Jesus. I mean, that combination just... Not like, I mean, you could see it because Khalil Mack in the second half wasn't playing as much in the first half because he missed all the training camp. Because, like, in a lot of ways, the Packers were the beneficiary of a very tired, a football team that hasn't settled in. Like, truth be told, it takes like 3 to 4 weeks to really get a feel for how your NFL team is doing. And there were some definite positives to take away from that Bears game. But we're not going to talk about those because they lost to the Packers.
That's all that matters, is that they lost? I mean,
yes, they still failed.
They did make the Packers beat them. They didn't just lose. They made them earn
least. No. Khalil Mack was everything that was advertised, too.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see that statistic? He's the first player since 1983 to get a forced fumble recovery, sack, interception, and touchdown in a half.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, that's an insane combination, too.
Really is. It really is. And that was reminiscent of the 2006 Bears defense. Scoring on defense brought me back. I had like a whiff of Super Bowl-dom.
You know, that Akeem Hicks, Khalil Mack combination was great. Heck, Roquan Smith, a rookie, his first play, he's not conditioned either. The first play he got in, sack. You know,
yeah.
There was also the fact that DeShone Kizer was in there. That helps boost your stats, because when he was in, if you remember, DeShone Kizer was driving down the field. I was at a bar with my friends. I'm like, don't worry, DeShone Kizer always does this. He'll turn the ball over, and then, like, immediately after, he turned the ball over because he is DeShone Kizer.
I think all in all, we have a lot to be excited about anyway.
I think so.
Yeah, a lot to watch this year for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Especially my fantasy football team. I mean, I don't know if you've been watching that, Waleed, but
I have it on the DVR. I haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay, well, I completely destroyed my opponent. I had like 147 points, and he had 96. So I'm killing
who
it.
So what we're saying is
the cute butt drafting methodology.
It really
that
works.
That is the way to go. So what exactly are we looking for in a cute butt? Because I got to make sure I know this for next year.
You
like, are we looking at circumference?
Not too bubbly.
Okay.
You know, not too wide either.
Okay.
You just want a nice butt that you look at, you say, no, that's nice.
What is the muscle-to-fat ratio that we are looking for?
I'm okay with a 50-50 split. It
okay.
really doesn't matter.
You're okay with a little beef and a little jello.
Yeah, it's okay, you know, because we're not all perfect.
That's true.
All
yeah,
butts
no.
need love.
If you, by your methodology, I will not be drafted by your team. This is all jello.
Well, and that, you know, another reason or how I draft people on my team is if they have funny names.
Okay.
You know, or names that I recognize.
So who was the breakout funny name player that you had? I would definitely make your team on that.
Well, T. Riddick.
Oh, Theo Riddick. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was laughing about that with you last week, but actually he was the best running back on the Lions, which still doesn't amount to too much.
And that's how you got your points, Lori?
Yep. I also picked Robbie Gould as my kicker just because he's Robbie Gould. He's okay. got a soft spot in my heart.
All right, so if funny names is a parameter for your choices, mm-hmm. Lori, then why did you miss out on Ha Ha Clinton Dix?
Because I didn't see it. Someone must have drafted him beforehand. You know, this fantasy football draft is very intense. It's like I don't get my team prepared. I don't look at any stats or nothing. I just go, this one looks good.
The only thing she has is a magazine of their butts, basically. Like,
essentially.
Those pages.
Yeah.
Like, a lineup of their faces she couldn't identify, but any NFL player, just based on their booty, she's got it.
Hey, man. I'm a winner.
What are you excited about heading into week 2, Waleed?
I'm excited for the fact that the Seattle Seahawks have a terrible offensive line. So we could have some more fun that way. But like Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson he's magic. He will somehow escape. There's an Onion article I just had forwarded to me yesterday that said Russell Wilson asks the Seahawks coaches to take out the plays where he's sacked immediately upon a snap. Like he's saying it might be better if he has a chance to throw the football. So, that's how bad their offensive line is that the Onion is already addressing it.
Oh, my God. So if Aaron Rodgers is football Jesus, does that make Russell Wilson like football Peter?
I think he's like Moses level. I'll give him that.
Moses yeah. even. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also because he's a Bible thumper, so.
Okay. Well.
What does this make Tom Brady? Football Satan?
I don't know. You'd have to ask his trainer guy, Guerrero. Like, he won't answer that question himself.
Oh, I thought his name was Beelzebub.
Yeah, that's true. That you're thinking of Belichick.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Head coach
Belichick Beelzebub. That's like an anagram.
Patriots head coach Beelzebub. Yeah, that's great. So if you want to check out footballabsurdity.com, how can you help with fantasy this week?
We have our sit starts. I have options for what's the best defense. I have that article up. That should be coming up sometime today. We do our power rankings. We touch on a little bit of everything.
Well, Waleed, while we're on the subject, I have Aaron Rodgers as my starting quarterback, and there's a little red Q next to his name, which means he's questionable to play. Derek Carr is my backup quarterback. Should I switch those? Oh, it's too late. It's Thursday. Crap. I'm playing Aaron Rodgers.
You should be able to start right up before, switch him up before game time. I will say
that. Oh, no. I'm sorry. We've reached our maximum.
Wait, Kevin, this is important.
We've reached our maximum.
So I should keep Aaron Rodgers?
We've reached our maximum mention count for Packers quarterbacks.
Stop it, Kevin. So I should keep the dead Aaron Rodgers?
I say dead Aaron Rodgers is probably better than a live Derek Carr if you've watched any of Oakland's games this year.
All right.
Don't do that. It's
keeping the
idea.
Questionable Rodgers. We'll see what happens.
Waleed, thank you very much for joining us. The website is footballabsurdity.com. You can find Waleed on Twitter @IAmTheWaleed. Thanks for joining us again, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.